Hold on, girl. Let me take this. Hold on. Hello? You ain't gotta like me, but you gonna like what I have to say.
Welcome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode 19. It's your girl, Margaret. As always, thank you guys so much for tuning in, pressing play, subscribing, following, fast forwarding, rewinding back, because we know you're always missing some shit. Either way, I definitely appreciate the love and support. First of all, big shout out to everybody that pressed played on my last episode. I definitely appreciate the love. I got back to all of y'all in y'all voice notes, so feel free to check that out. Now, I wasn't expecting to get so much love from my Aries season report card, and it's funny because episode 19 was going to go in a different direction, but I feel like I can definitely combine the two because it's definitely relevant. So I thought I'd bring you guys my Mercury retrograde report card because, bitch, I don't know about nobody, but I'm telling you right now, Mercury did not come to play, okay? And if you're into this, which I think at this point a lot of y'all are, you know, this Mercury retrograde was paired with two eclipses, bitch. And that full moon in Scorpio just came as a heavy hitter. Plus, we are in the pre-shadow of Saturn being retrograde, which actually officially starts June 4th all the way to October. And as you know, Saturn is the planet of lessons, the planet of karma. And I've been already giving up for Saturn being retrograde for a little bit. I've been making some changes because of the eclipse season and also obviously Mercury retrograde. Now, before we get into today's episode, per the usual, these are my thoughts and sentiments and my truths. So if you don't fuck with me or it, we don't understand why you here, okay? Now, let me give you a little bit of a lesson here because I get this question a lot when I be bringing up planets. And I don't know if y'all paying attention. So I'm going to just go ahead and say this one last song. Mercury is a planet of communication. It started back on May 10th. It started in the sign of Gemini. Then it transitioned over to Taurus. It officially ends June 2nd. Mercury, since it's the planet of communication, will kind of rule over a lot of different things, from sibling relationships to exes to contracts to the internet, electronics. The list goes on. You know what I'm trying to say? It just be like that. So, you know, you may have experienced delays during this time. People coming back from the dead, bitch. It was Dawn of the Dead season. You know, a lot of us have been met with choices to end or to continue, to revisit, to learn, bitch, or not learn. I don't know. Either way, Mercury retrograde, I actually really do love it because it's an opportunity to grow. And as much as it hurts or sucks or it's annoying, it's definitely an amazing opportunity for me to have that personal growth, okay? Now, this Mercury retrograde is very unique. Because we were hit with two eclipses, that full moon in Scorpio, which, you know, full moons definitely push us to release, surrender. Being in the sign of Scorpio, I mean, I can go on and on, but I don't even want to get y'all in my DMs about how I'm talking about Scorpios. So we're just going to say them demons that you battling that are not Percocets, bitch, okay, is what you should have released. We'll just leave it there. So this Mercury retrograde for me, it was giving stop playing with me. And I feel like, and this is just me because I'm so tapped in, I feel like I feel things before we enter and exit dates, if that makes sense. So I'm always prepared in a sense because I know that whatever's coming towards me is requiring some level of intelligence, okay? And I'm even talking about like intellect, like some spiritual shit, okay? To make decisions that are for my higher self. And this Mercury retrograde was definitely a trying ass retrograde. And I think it's because we had the eclipse, which eclipse is all about surrender, changes, removing things. And I want to say for the last few months, I've already been in a period of introspection on my life and trying to look at how do I want my life to be. I've been also evaluating whether or not the decisions, the tribe, the things that I'm participating in my life, if they're serving my higher self. And, you know, I guess this is more of a spiritual episode today, whatever. But, you know, I've been doing shadow work probably now. It's almost 3 years, it feels like, I think. And I'm really big on being able to go into the darker parts of my life to heal that. And I understand that in this stage of my journey, that anything that is coming towards me and exits is with a higher purpose. And I can tell you firsthand that this season was so trying for me on a mental, spiritual note, because Saturn is about to go retrograde, which is that planet of lessons, that planet of karma, that planet of change, transformation. You know, Pluto's already, of course, retrograde, but this is like it, bitch. And it's crazy because I'm making certain decisions in my life that are so trying that it's made me question my faith. It's made me question humanity. And it's made me almost to the point of almost wanting to lose hope. Because when you're on this journey and you're making these decisions, right, that are for your higher self, sometimes you begin to question the path because it feels so lonely. And I know that there's something else for me, maybe in another realm, maybe on the other side. And it's hard though when you're trying to navigate life and in this 3D and you're trying to just be human and you have to make all these decisions, right, for your spiritual self. And it's crazy because when you get to this certain space in your life on a spiritual note where you start to recognize that everything has to be in alignment, you get to a space in your life where you start to recognize that things that go on in the 3D, aka, you know, this human world, right? Reality. And the things in the 5D, aka your spiritual world, they have to be in alignment. They have to match. Everything that we're doing on planet Earth has to serve our higher self. Because if it doesn't, it ends up being a lesson. If it doesn't, it ends up throwing us off spiritually. In that too, we have to learn balance. And in me learning balance, right, I feel like balance does bring peace. Choosing self or higher self brings peace. But bitch, it's lonely. It's lonely. And it also gets exhausting to be, like I talked about the last episode, in a space of being tried and tested. And I kid you not, these testaments get testy, bitch. And that's where I'm at. And so I can tell you right now that Mercury retrograde had put me in a state of hermit mode, which is being alone, a lot of reflection. I've cut down significantly when it comes to social media. I've actually discontinued me going live. And it's funny because I wanted to bring this up on my podcast today because I do get a lot of messages from people who listen to my podcast, join lives, etc. I decided probably about September to start to slow down my output to the community. And now essentially I'm in a space of just me season. And I decided to discontinue it because what they say, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. And I want to be clear about something. I never went into life and doing, you know, spiritual lives with the intent of making money. But when it's starting to cost me my peace, when it's starting to cost me my money, it's a problem. Now, one thing I can share that I'm comfortable in doing, because this is actually so universal on the breakdown today, is that I have a problem with having a threshold on the amount of time, energy, and love that I give to things and people. And this retrograde highlighted that for me to like the umpteenth time. That when I started going back in like 2019 and some of the mantras and things I'm saying, like, bitch, I was just a broken record. And now, especially with Saturn going retrograde, you know, I'm being snapped into reality, bitch, where my spirit is telling me and, you know, the Most High, like, yo, you've done enough. You've done more than enough. And a lot of people that listen to my podcast, I know y'all can relate. Outside of me just being a spiritualist that gets on here and wants to help my community be self-serving, you know, I'm a creator. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a lover. All those elements are all universal to my one fucking problem, is not having a balance of my output of time, energy, and love. And when I started to look back and reflect on my life, I recognized that the things I was investing in, right, wasn't invested in me. The things that I invested in, right, gained experience, but it didn't gain value. It didn't gain appreciation. And I'm starting to recognize that a lot of people are not willing to see your value. They only will be willing to take your value. And they'll take as much as you allow them to. And me discontinuing my Instagram lives, me pulling back my energy on IG was like a first step, but that was nothing. Me as a entrepreneur, I had to make some executive decisions in my life because I've been grinding. I'm talking about before the pandemic, okay? And as much as I love me being self-serving to my community and what I do as an entrepreneur, I recognized that I was becoming a slave to a dream. And as much as I love the fulfillment behind it, it's not in alignment with the 3D. You know, just like everybody out here, we all got bills. Everything is up. I talked about this the other day on my IG. You know what I mean? Like, gas prices is up. Rent is up for the people that is out here renting. Them wages ain't moving. You know what I mean? Kids is getting shot. Like, life is real. And I sat down and said, well, is this shit even practical anymore? Because I know what my higher self desires, but my problem is that I don't need to be lost in that to still be on track to that. And so this retrograde just made me recognize that it's really time to have a balance and make decisions that are still going to fulfill my spiritual journey, still going to fulfill my higher self, but are also going to be practical in this three-dimensional world that I live in, because it's real. No matter how much I want to astro travel and daydream all day, like, this shit is real life. When I step out that door, it's real. When I pay those bills, they're real, bitch. You know what I mean? And so I started to recognize that I got into burnout. Burnout in over giving, over pouring, over loving, and it not being reciprocated. And I'm recognizing that I have to do what's best for me. And I have to also recognize that no matter what path I take or whatever lane I'm doing it in my life, I'm still gonna be able to empower people. I'm still gonna be in my North Node. I think that was my biggest thing to struggle with, is basically changing my career, you know, and especially right now with the North Node in Taurus, is like, it's really calling on us to make some real money moves. It's really calling on us to be more grounded, stable, and practical. And that's why I'm in this space that I'm in now, where I'm like, yo, it's just time to jump. It's time to take the leap. You know what I mean? Like, Saturn going retrograde is teaching me a hard lesson. Like, yo, like, do you want to stay stuck or not? Do you want to jump or not? Do you want a new life or not? And so it was a really tough decision for me to decide to change my moves, but I'm glad I am. So I wanted to address that, you know, like, me pulling back on Instagram, me pulling back in certain spaces as an entrepreneur is not a personal thing. You know, real talk, just to keep it a stack here, and it's no shade, but had people really valued me and all that I gave to this shit, I probably would be able to stick it out longer. But the reality is that people just want what they can get out of you for free. Nobody ever wants to pay you your value. Nobody ever wants to really put some real respect on your name. So for that, I'm gonna take me out the fucking category, and I'm gonna go where they gonna pay me, and I'm gonna go where they respect me. You feel what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. You know, it's nothing personal. It's just I paid attention and I'm woke to this shit. And I'm recognizing that, yo, like, being love and light, being a person that shows up for people, empowers people, gets on a podium, and you know what I mean, heals motherfuckers. Like, that's great, but these bitches don't give a fuck. You understand what I mean? These bitches really don't care. Like, for real, for real. And I'm just being real about it, you know? And like I said, it's not nothing personal, but I'm not stupid to this shit. You know what I mean? I know I love what I do. I know that I'm here for a higher purpose, but I'm not a fucking idiot either. And I think people took the fact that I'm so nice and that I love what I do and my passion, my drive for it, right? They took advantage of it. I'm being real. And I get it. Niggas gonna get how they live, but the train stops today. You feel me? Now, moving on. To get into love, because I know that's like the one thing y'all love to hear about. Similar with everything I just talked about. Love is so much the same. It's still very much a me season. One thing I had to sit in reflection, especially because I didn't know if I wanted to talk about this or not, but you know, I gotta keep it real, right? I can tell you right now that retrograde in love, I did lose my cool. I felt like I got into a space that I don't like getting into because I've done a lot of work over the last year and a half on my anger, on not being so reactory, because a lot of people don't recognize this, but your reaction to certain energy, right, creates a tie to people, you know? So that energetic tie that you create, you know, has the ability to affect your own vibration. So I'm very conscious to how I react and what I react to and who, you know, because I don't want that fucking with my vibration. And one thing about me that I notice is that I do get triggered. However, it's gotten so much better because I used to be the type of person that when I'm triggered, I would burn everything down, bitch. Okay, like I'm taking you, your mama, everybody with me. I'm not like that no more. One thing I can say is I'm human though. So me being reactory to some shit, you know, I'm gonna be human. And you know, I feel like this retrograde, especially in communication and matters of love, it was definitely triggering. My biggest pet peeve, at least what I've been noticing as the trend for the last couple months with people, is people really not showing up as they say who they are. You know, a lot of false mask wearing, you know, people that are operating from a space of stating they want love and what they desire, yet them not actually showing up in love. And that is such a pet peeve to me because I have consciously done my best, right, to make it a point to operate from a space of love, to the point that, you know, I'm conscious even in the conversations I have with people, the actions I take, you know what I mean, the pacing of things, etc. And I cannot stand when people do not show up as the person they said they are. And I get it. There's a lot of things which is called free will. We have the right to change our mind. We have the right to not be who we say we are. We have all those rights. However, stop coming into my space fucking with me. You know what I mean? Like, anybody that knows me and has dated me, I have said I come with a warning. And the tea of the matter is that I have been so conscious to telling people not to play and fuck with me that the last few people I've dated, I've said, yo, don't play with me. Don't play with me because it will be your karma. You know what I mean? Like, come as you are. Stand in who you are. You know, I don't have the patience or the energy for the indecision, the insecurities, the flip-flop shit, you know what I mean? The gaslight. I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that. And I'm getting tired of that, where people are presenting themselves in one light and revealing themselves to be something else, and then they're not even accountable to the shit. You can't even stand on who the fuck you really are. Which is another, like, really, nigga? Because I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm just saying I'm keeping it a stack with people. Like, what you see is what you get. Like, you could go roll the tape back to 2019. I still am me. You know what I mean? Like, this ain't no persona. This ain't no shit that was molded and built. Like, bitch, this is embedded. I am who I say I am. And I am unapologetically me. And I do. I feel like people like to fucking sit there and interfere with people's life and their energy. And it's funny because one thing I'm gonna say this, because I do want to get this off my chest because it matters during Mercury retrograde, is that I'm gonna forever move out of love. Anybody that's ever been with me in a full-on relationship with me or experienced me, they know that I move out of love. It's always love on this side. You understand what I mean? Therefore, if I choose to show love, be vulnerable in love, stand in love, right? Don't you ever think that you have an upper hand against me, because motherfucker, I move out of love. That is the alignment here. When you do shit out of love, you're always gonna be on the other side, the better side. So you can't even ever try to talk down to me or try to play me or think you had an upper hand because I showed love. It's always love. That's who I am. The tea of the situation is, though, is that when I take my love, it's a drought. Because one thing about me is you will never experience the same type of me ever. I know I'm one-on-one. I know what I bring to a table. And I get in this space sometimes where I'm just exhausted with staying open to love. And you got to deal with fuck niggas. and they bullshit. You know what I mean? You gotta deal with people that come with emotional baggage. You gotta deal with people that play games. You gotta deal with people that go so hard to show up in one way, right? But they can't stand in it, you know? And I don't get it. I don't even get why people come out here to bother people. That's what you're doing. You're bothering people. And it's funny because I found myself in a situation recently where someone definitely was not standing in who they said they were. And regardless of whatever this person believes, this person struggles with the ability to even understand the chain reaction of their actions. You know what I mean? From bothering me. And when I mean by bothering me, I mean like you choose to enter my space. You choose to court that space. You choose to go so hard, you know what I mean? And do the song and dance that you do, right? Only for you to fold. Like, that is the most pathetic thing I've ever seen. And I'm being honest. And even then, I meet people with so much understanding. And it's crazy how you can understand people that you don't agree with. But yet these motherfuckers still can't even be accountable to this shit. These motherfuckers still don't even want to see the wrong in what they've done. And you know, the thing is this, is that I get it. People can say sorry, but let me tell you something. I know a real sorry. There's no real sorry. Real sorry is being accountable for understanding the chain reaction behind those actions. You understand what I mean? And operating from a space of love and not of fear, not of being guarded. You know what I mean? So many people get so defensive and they want to protect this image and narrative they create in their own mind. And I've already come to terms in my life that it's okay to be the villain of somebody's story. You know, I'm not in charge of anyone's perspective. And how I feel is how I feel. I'm not saying, oh my God, how I feel makes it a fact or valid. It's just my feelings. However, if I'm gonna go based off of proof, which is your actions, then if it's a duck, it's a duck. And you ain't standing the shit that you presented. The killer for me in Mercury retrograde is when people wanna spin the block. You spin the block knowing damn well I moved, knowing damn well we not forwarding the motherfucking mail, knowing damn well there's a change of address, and then you're trying to still keep an energetic tie with the benefits of what I bring as a human being to a connection. No, it doesn't work like that. And I'm big on being friends with people, but if there's already been a level of intimacy and already it's been packaged in a form that we're going in this said lane, this said direction, the connection is built on that. Once the connection is not being built on that, I don't understand or see how it can be built on another foundation when the feelings and the energy was already presented for that and it was given towards that. You catch what I'm saying? And people will really still try to spin the block and try to go into another fucking lane. And it's like, no. And then people that kill me the most is the ones that know they have work to do. And even if you're willing to work with a said person, they're still not willing to see beyond their shit. They have a person that's willing and able to love them in trying times and see them in their light, that they still choose to just sabotage things. You know what I mean? With the delusion. And that's what I'm gonna just call it, is delusion. Delusion is where somebody doesn't have an ability to see the entire scope of something because their mind has created a certain narrative to make them believe that the choice or the situation that they're encountering is in fact true because it's in their fucking mind. And it's like, that's not even real. And it's crazy because I recognize that a lot of us on this planet are so used to toxicity. We're so fucking traumatized that we live in delusion because it's rare. And that's why I said I am rarity, to find a person that is willing to meet you in your darkness and your light and still be understanding, right? To it, as you grow, as you heal. And I'm cool with people that are actively being a work in progress because that is human. It's when people want the certain access and benefits of me, right? But they're not willing to be that legit work in progress and commit to the connection as they should. That's a problem. You don't have access to me in that way. You know, it's one of those situations, and I don't care if I'm making sense today. It's one of those situations where I personally feel like if you fucked up, you should do everything in your power to right your wrongs especially when you have a person that's willing to meet you there. And if it's something that you feel like you are not the capacity to do, cool. But then you should understand that you won't have the benefits and the access to me, because I'm very understanding. But I'm also the type of person where it's like, yo, like, if I'm in this shit, nigga, you gotta be in this shit. There's no me being in this shit and waiting for you to be at a 10 out of 10 and basically put my life on a shelf or put my love on hold till you get the 10 out of 10 to then say, yep, we're in this commitment. That's some bullshit. And the bigger part that makes me run it back is that stop coming out here in these streets seeking love if you're not ready for it. Because that's the part that pisses me off, is that I'm being met with people that didn't even want to open up to the bullshit that they put me through. They made it seem like I'm healed, I'm good, I'm working, I'm this, I'm that. You understand what I mean? Only for them to fall, and you're not. And then you get people's time, energy, feelings involved, and you expect people not to be upset, or you expect people just to charge it to the game. And that's what I'm saying, like, y'all be really out here encountering connections and throwing y'all love at whoever, and that's not me. That's what I'm saying, when I do things, I do it from a conscious space, very conscious space. I'm very conscious to my love and how I give it to people and how I show it. So why would you even think for 1 minute that I'ma just charge that shit to the game and it's like nothing? No, you know, now I gotta go sit in reflection. Now I gotta go and fucking heal from some shit that I didn't even ask myself to be a part of. And you know, it leads me to the final thing, which is just making those hard decisions. Because sure, I could've been more patient. Sure, I could've just played the game and said, yep, you get your friend out of this and we'll wait till you 10 out of 10. But what am I doing for myself? I'm doing myself a disservice. I'm watering down my value of love. For the sake of what? For a person that clearly can't even see the bigger picture? For a person that wants to live in a state of delusion? For a person that can't even be accountable and stand in their shit? Like, what the fuck for? That shit is not even valuable at this point, you know? And I feel like this Mercury retrograde is calling on hard decisions, you know? If somebody has a choice between me and something else, then choose it. Choose it. I don't want uncertainty in my life. I need people that are certain. Certain about where they're going in their life, certain about their spiritual journey, certain about love. That's what I desire, and that's what I aim for, and that's what I'm gonna be in alignment to. If you're not in the know, then you gotta go. It just is what it is. And I'm not gonna hold y'all, because I know a lot of people going through their breakups and their shakeups and love and career, family, friends. I mean, the list goes on, bitch. It's hard. I know I may make this shit sound easy, but it is so hard. And if you get to the point where you want to sometimes give up on this shit, especially love, because you really just want to be able to be at peace with someone and know that there's certainty, know that people are going to show up as they say they are, and all that other shit, like us healing, us going through our traumas, like that shit that we're supposed to work on. And you know, I'm really big right now in my own journey that I would love to be in alignment with a partner that understands that we're always going to be a work in progress, and that we are not aiming for perfection. We're just aiming to be humans, and that's our superpower. And as long as someone is actively working on their healing and their journey, right, and they're not utilizing me as a crutch, but they're utilizing me as a form of information, as a form of source, as a form of a gem, we're good. As long as there's zero codependency and it's just straight building and partnership in that, you know what I mean? Then that's the dopest shit I've always fight for. Too many of us want to come 110% healed at some shit. And it's like, y'all don't even recognize, like, we're always going to be healing. It doesn't mean that healing is going to be at the priority top of the list. No. I would hope that y'all carving out a little bit of time to do some healing. You know, I'm in a space in my life now where I'm ready to live. I've unpacked so much shit, and I still know I have more shit to unpack, and I'm willing to do that, and I'm willing to carve out the time, but I'm also ready to live my life, because this life is not promised. And every day we are outside, we're witnessing how it is not promised. And so I don't want to be the girl locked in her room healing. I want to be the girl that is actively taking action on her life, living and carving out the time and unpacking the shit that she has to do. I'm not saying don't feel your feels. I'm going to feel my feelings. I've been doing that. I have no problem in that area. However, I'm also looking forward to joy. I'm looking forward to happiness. And I think that's what we're supposed to aim for. So yeah. So shout out to everybody during this Mercury retrograde. My final thoughts is just embrace the retrogrades. We have a lot more retrogrades coming up. A lot of decisions need to be made or should have been made. And understand that we have bigger planets going retrograde, which mean bigger decisions, and don't fight the current. My thing is this, is that it's so important for us as humans to lead with love and obviously balance that with logic. You know, I hear all the time making the head over heart decision. Yeah, that's dope. That's fine. However, you know, if you think too much into it and you're too intellect into this shit, you're going to really miss out on some love. Yet, if you go into this too deep into love, right, you don't have the balance, you might end up with a really bad lesson. You know what I'm trying to say? So having the balance, this Mercury retrograde and all the retrogrades coming up is all about balance and surrender. And I can tell you right now, and I'm gonna leave y'all with this. If you don't do shit out of love, I promise you, the rest of that shit has an expiration date. And that's just what it is. So on that note, thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. I definitely appreciate the love and support. Some of y'all did ask me, when is music coming out? I have a couple songs that are in the vault, which I'm working through. We've already shot the cover. I just have to decide how I want to drop it and when. I'm hoping for this summer. That's the game plan. We shall see. But y'all can expect something new from me from music. You know, I'm thinking at this point when I do drop my music, I'm just going to kind of chill on the promo. As y'all know, before I used to go really hard on my promotions, and I'm just ready to take a backseat on that and just be a creator. And so I have some music, you know, I've shot some stuff, which I'm willing and able to drop when the time is right. But I think my life is calling on me just to create and not give a fuck about the other shit. You know what I'm trying to say? So y'all gonna get music soon. Don't worry about it. Anyway, feel free to drop a voice note today with your feedback, your thoughts, etc. Let me know what you've been doing during this Mercury retrograde and how it went for you, and I'll definitely hit y'all back. Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. I'll catch you on the next one.